to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am Leonard Stanga. Welcome and thank you for joining us on today's episode. We are thrilled to showcase the incredible talent of two Canadian singer-songwriters, Ellery McKnight from Whitehorse, Yukon, and Ella Korth from Vancouver, British Columbia. Originally from Alberta, Ellery McKnight made her way to the Yukon in 2017. When she's not creating music, Ellery is working in climate change research and education at the Yukon University Research Center. As a bilingual singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, Ellery's music is inspired by expansive landscapes, adventurous souls, and boundless dreams. Her songs feature tender vocals and thought-provoking lyrics that evoke a sense of wonder and nostalgia. In 2021, Ellery released her debut solo EP, For the Heart's Sake. Her latest six-song EP, Equinox, was recorded live in the studio with a full band and was released in 2024. Surprisingly, Ellery draws inspiration not from well-known artists, but from her close friends, who are also venturing into the realm of singer-songwriters. In a memorable performance on a cold and rainy day in late August 2023, Ellery mesmerized the audience at the outdoor stage of the Village Bakery in Haines Junction, Yukon. Accompanied by Brigitte Jardin on drums, Ellery showcased her talents on vocals and guitars.
Put some dreams in your pocket, keep some pills in your head. Walked at the door, don't know where your feet were laying. The trees are all swaying, holding you up when you fall. There's surely a reason, but I can't think it all. I'm too far gone, too far gone.
Thank you for being here on this incredibly freezing day. I've never played a show in a down jacket before. name's Ellery. This is Brigitte Jardin. We're super excited because we've got this stripped down guitar drum situation, and we're so excited about it. Well, I'm excited about it too. That was called Too Far Gone. It's an original, and I have a full set of originals for you. The next one is called White Pass.
There's gold in the hills. How is it so that the trees stand so still? How's it so that fall back forever mine their stand for they? Snow falling out.
Dust and Through the Fog. A lot of these tunes that we'll be playing haven't been released yet. They have been recorded, but not released yet, so keep your eyes peeled if you're enjoying what you're hearing. Yeah, this is one I wrote kind of middle of last winter. Find my way to you.
in the dirt stained through the fall. In the dirt stained through the fall. Woven with the air, flows of love at its end. Rivers are winding through bends. Knowing well that the flights will come again. And as I go, I'll find my way to you. When the dust sends through the fall.
Thank you. Okay, this one is called For the Hours That Felt Too Late. And it's about a lot of stuff. A lot of my songwriting is kind of cryptic. And I like for people to interpret it or make the story of what it actually is in their own minds. So this is a good one for that.
If you only had the time to hold your hand in mine, we'd be running wars that line, looking oh so fine. In the mountains and through the hills, telling stories of times gone still. To you leave. Well, for the birds and for the bees, for the stillness of the breeze, for the times that settle in between. For the lovers and their weeds, for the sun amidst the flames, for the hours that felt too late, for the hours that felt too late. Crossing fields of ice and flowers in the middle of the daytime hours, quiet humming in the air, angels letting know they're there. And as the valleys turn to white, and as the daytime turns to night, steady north wind. Well, for the birds and for the bees, for the stillness of the breeze, for the times that settle in between, for the lovers and their waits, for the sun amidst.
is the place for the hours that felt too late. For the hours that felt too late. Bridges burning and lessons learned. The deeper tides have surely turned. And as the hours falls out of sight. For the hours that felt too late. Yeah, thanks to the Village Bakery for a wonderful season of tunes. Also, thanks to Dieter on sound. It sounds awesome up here. I hope it sounds good out there. All right, this one's called The Times Will Die Too Someday.
Someday.
one's called Rain Showers. It's quite fitting. I planned it that way.
Do we start together? Called Trivial, and it's also not released, but it was recorded in a live show with full band, and I'm really looking forward to sharing those with the world soon, probably fall, late fall, maybe early winter.
But your heart knows that it's dreaming. But your heart knows that it's beating. And the sails go by dark, ready to cross these darkened seas, batten down the hatches. But your heart knows that it's staying. But your heart knows that it's swaying. And won't you breathe for every sound that your mind down is in? These things that we ain't thinking about, they stand so clearly. All the words we have forgotten, all the unsaid things we thought, bring to light these times unspoken. Your heart knows that it's dreaming. Your heart knows that it's dreaming. Won't you breathe for every sound that your mind down? Trivial these things are, or is that just what we make them to be? Trivial these things are, but your heart knows that it's staying. But your heart knows that it's dreaming. But your heart knows that it's breathing.
You just listened to Ellery McKnight performing at the Village Bakery in 2023. Coming up is Ella Korth. In the world of bluegrass and acoustic music, talent is abundant, but true passion and dedication can set an artist apart. Ella Korth is a Canadian musician who is making waves in the music scene with her soulful vocals, masterful guitar playing, and captivating banjo skills. Growing up in a family deeply rooted in the acoustic music scene, Ella Korth was exposed to the sounds of bluegrass and old-time music from a young age. This early exposure sparked a lifelong passion for the genre, shaping her musical identity and setting her on a path towards becoming a professional musician. It was not until the end of the COVID-19 pandemic that Ella made the bold decision to turn her passion for music into a full-time profession. With unwavering determination and a strong work ethic, she embarked on a journey that would soon catapult her to the forefront of the Canadian bluegrass and acoustic music scene. In just a few short years, Ella Korth has transitioned from an emerging talent to a bona fide star in the world of bluegrass music. Her unique blend of traditional bluegrass melodies and heartfelt lyrics has garnered acclaim from audiences and critics alike, earning her a dedicated following across Canada and beyond. From touring as a side musician with acclaimed artists like Leith Ross to sharing the stage with Grammy Award winner John Reichman, Ella's talent and versatility have earned her recognition among her peers. In fact, in 2018, she won a Kootenai Music Award for Best Roots Song. Ella embarked in a new chapter in her career by recording her debut album in the music mecca of Nashville, Tennessee. The album is set to be released in early 2025. At the 2024 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival, Ella enchanted the audience with her soulful vocals, intricate guitar melodies, and dynamic banjo playing. She was accompanied by Trent Freeman on fiddle and backup vocals.